I would like to talk about what it means to be human. And this is what I mean by that. We live in a time when people struggle with perfectionism. And many people are trying to attempt to be something or to act like something which is very much out of reach. We're not accepting our own humanness, that we're basar v'dam. There's a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Pei Ches, and the Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to be mekabel the Torah, that the Malachim complained, and they said to Hashem, "Ma liyulud isha b'neinu? Why is this mortal man here amongst us? The Torah belongs up here in Shemayim." So Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Answer them." Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, "How could I answer them? They'll burn me up, behevel pihem, with the fire that comes out of their mouth." And Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Grab on to the kisei hakavod, echoz bekisei hakavod, veshivam, and then answer them in that way." Moshe Rabbeinu proceeds to say to the malachim, "There's a mitzvah of Pesach, coming out of Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Were you ever in Mitzrayim? Did you ever serve Paro?" So of course the Malachim cannot answer yes to that. So there's a mitzvah not to have Avodah Zorah, not to worship Avodah Zorah. Is this something that the Malachim are subject to? Of course not. There's a mitzvah to honor your parents, Kibud Aveim. Is that something Malachim are subject to? So, no, they're not subject to that. Lo sirtzach, lo sinaf, are these things that apply to you? No, does not apply to us. So after this discussion, the Malachim are moda, they agree with Moshe Rabbeinu that yes, the Torah belongs to you, to people, to those who are residents of the earth below, not up here in the heavens, where seemingly those things don't apply in the same way. The question which I had on this Gemara is, what did Hashem Yisborach mean when he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Echoz b'kisei hakavod, grab onto the kisei hakavod and answer them"? What was Hashem saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, and why did that allow Moshe to respond to the Malachim? We are taught by our great people, by our Chachamim, by our Sforim HaKadoshim, that the neshamos of the Jewish people originate right under the Kisei HaKavod, Mitachas Kisei HaKavod. So it seems to me that Hashem was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, the way you can answer Malachim is to grab on to your humanness. Don't give them Malachim answers, give them human answers. Because your neshamos come from the Kisei HaKavod. Hold on to that. That's how you'll respond to them. And that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu does. Were you in Mitzrayim? Do you suffer from anger or jealousy? The Malachim? No, well, we don't. Why? They're Malachim. We're humans. We're people. The way that we can respond to the pitfalls of perfectionism is to remind ourselves that we're human, that we're not expected to act like Malachim. Lav l'malachei hashoris nitna ha-Torah. The Torah was not given to Malachim, but to human beings. And there's an acceptance of self and who we are, which settles a person into being a Yid, a Jew, a human being. That's exactly what Hashem wants us to be. We have a piyut, which we say on the Yomim Noraim, comparing the Malachim to the Jewish people. And Hashem, v'avisa sehila, you Hashem, you want praise not from the fiery angels above, but rather from human beings made from earth here below. That's dafka what Hashem wants. We could call that a dira b'tachtonim, a place to dwell in the lower worlds, but we have to grasp that that is referring to our world, to us, and this is what Hashem wants from us. There's a lot of Avodas Hashem which is centered around this point, to appreciate who we are it allows us not to give up because we know that we're human beings. It allows us to be free of expectations that are unrealistic, and also to be motivated by the fact that Hashem wants us as we are, to grow most certainly, to climb most certainly, to be on that ladder that goes up to Shemayim, Bezras Hashem. Yes, He wants all those things. But in the way of human beings, that's how we climb up to Shemayim, Bezras Hashem.